The Theological Education Between the Times, TEBT, project participants will host a panel discussion at the 2022 ATS/COA Biennial Meeting On-Site Conference. The conference, centered around the theme A Better Future Together, will be held June 22 and 23 at the Wyndham Grand Pittsburgh Downtown. TEBT, a three-phase project funded by Lilly Endowment Incorporated, is directed by Ted Smith and is based at Candler School of Theology of Emory University. Since its start in 2014, TEBT has gathered diverse groups of people for critical, theological reflection on the meanings and purposes of theological education. The panel in June will gather TEBT participants from all phases of the project to share those reflections on theological education with the hopes of continuing to expand the conversation. Panelists will include Angela Sims, President of Colgate Rochester Crozer Divinity School, Hoffman Ospino, Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of Religious Education and Pastoral Ministry at Boston College School of Theology and Ministry, Chloe Sun, Academic Dean of Logos Evangelical Theological Seminary, Mark Young, President of Denver Seminary, and Moderator Daniel Aylshire, former Executive Director of the Association of Theological Schools. In many ways, the biennial's theme of A Better Future Together felt like a perfect fit with the work of TEBT. From the start, the project has been about gathering people to think about the meanings and purposes of theological education for the sake of brave, faithful steps into the future, said Smith, who also serves as the A.H. Shatford Professor of Divinity at Candler. The project has been animated at every stage by the conviction that this kind of critical, theological deliberation about the highest ends of theological education needs to happen in diverse communities that gather as friends for worship and shared reflection. I hope this panel will both talk about what a better future together might involve and, in their engagement with one another, show us a glimpse of what it might look like. The first phase of TEBT, which ran from 2014 to 2015, convened nearly 60 theological educators in 5 different consultations across the U.S. Participants wrote for each meeting and more than 20 essays were published. Phase 2 occurred from 2016 to 2019 and gathered 12 people for sustained conversations and writing. Each member of the group is authoring a book in a series being published by Erdmann's Publishing Company. The third and final phase is taking place from 2020 to 2023. And has involved myriad publications and events, including a mid-career faculty workshop alongside ATS. Lucila Krina, instructor of theology, ethics, and culture at Candler, was also brought on as managing director of TEBT during the third phase. I've deeply appreciated the project's emphasis on the breadth and diversity within theological education. That has meant involving partners across lines of difference that include race, gender, etc., but also institutional types and affiliations, said Krina. From the start, all three phases of the project have tried to attend to the stories and wisdom emerging from people across ATS schools. That means that TEBT is kept from imposing a single narrative of decline, vitality, or renewal when it tells the story of theological education, which has led to more thoughtful discernment about the question of what is going on. I hope TEBT can open up spaces for reflection not just on how to do what we do, but on why we do what we do, Smith said. The TEBT panel discussion will be held at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, June 23, during the 2022 ATS/COA Biennial Meeting On-Site Conference in Pittsburgh. Preceding the on-site conference, a coordination event for the Pathways for Tomorrow initiative grantees will be held on Tuesday, June 21. New chief executive officers and leaders involved in the racial/ethnic affinity groups are also invited to take part in programming on June 21 before the larger event begins. Learn more about each of these gatherings and register for the on-site conference in Pittsburgh on the ATS website. Prior to the on-site conference, the 2022 ATS/COA Biennial Online Business Meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 14 via Zoom. Chief executive officers should register themselves, or designate a voter, to participate in the business of the association and the commission on accrediting occurring that day. View the meeting agenda and find registration information on the ATS website.